It's our coverage of Pella Volleyball in the postseason following a 3-0 win, 25-16, 25-18, 25-12 over Knoxville. Here with senior middle blocker Abby Brand. A big night, 18 Hello. Kills, 5 blocks. First of all, how exciting is it to be here in the postseason and to be able to take care of business and move on?
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's even more fun to be at home, which is kind of amazing because then we get to come back and be at home again next time. So just this game was crazy. We came out to play, and that's what we did.
Well, and obviously you can only do what your setters, Julia and Katie, are setting you up for, but a lot that was up in the middle tonight. What do you think they were seeing, and what was so effective about that middle attack?
Oh, my setters are amazing. They give me just what I need so I can execute the kill. But they just saw that I was able to find the court, and that's what matters in the game of volleyball, so I got fed the ball.
Yeah, to the tune of 18 kills, 10 unofficially in set number two. And when that gets going, it feels like this team obviously has a lot of confidence, and then it frees up, obviously, the outside. How fun has it been these last couple weeks to kind of figure this out about the offense, not only this middle attack, but to really start to see Julia come into her own and really start to be very intentional about where you're going with the ball?
Yeah, so proud of our baby freshman. She's doing amazing, and it's just really fun to be able to kill the ball for my team, because that's basically what this sport is. It's just a team sport, and the way that I can contribute is how I hope to just elevate our team and help everyone else out.
Well, a couple big runs that were the story in this game. It was 18-18 at set two. So despite all the success on offense, Knoxville was able to keep it close, but then you close it out on a 7-0 run. Let's start there. What was working so well with Ella back there that you were seeing, and how fun are runs like that to close out a set to go 7-0?
It was crazy. The ending has just made it even more fun. But Ella's just an amazing server. She's been working on it all 4 years of high school, and even despite her shoulder injury right now, she's still able to put in a very good ball to get them out of system, which helps us win as many points as we did.
And then you go down 5-0 to Knoxville, and it felt like, okay, maybe they've got a little bit of momentum, but steady Eddie, it went from 5-0 to 8-8 kind of pretty quickly. How critical has it been this year that you guys have found yourself in holes like that throughout the year that you're able to dig yourself out?
Yeah, we work on that in practice. So we start with a little hole that the offense has to do. So then we just work on getting through that and then executing, which definitely showed up in our gameplay tonight.
We're here with Abby Brand as we are talking about Pella's 3-0 win over Knoxville. And the fun part is you get to win and get one more game in this gym. I know that senior night, that was kind of the thought we would have, and now that's true. How exciting is it to have one more night in front of an even bigger crowd, I'm sure, on Tuesday, and to know that you're going to have one more opportunity to wear this jersey in this gym?
Yeah, that's incredible. And being a senior, that's definitely the sentence that I'm thinking of, is the one more game, one more trying to show the student population what our Pella Dutch volleyball can do. And that's just super exciting because not many schools get to do that, and not many schools get to play on Tuesday. So we're just very thankful that we're one of those teams.
Well, and congratulations are in order for both you and Olivia as you are Tulip Time Royal Court finalists. I know that's a little step aside, but how exciting is that? I know you got to kind of put that on hold for a while, but how excited are you to have the opportunity to represent our community?
I'm very excited. I get to represent Pella in a different way than just in the court. I hopefully will show what I can do, and it's incredible for Olivia too. So it's just fun to have two volleyball girls representing on that nomination.
I say homecoming court was dominated by Pella volleyball, and now the Tulip Time Royal Court. And then back to business here. Obviously, this team still has very high hopes and very high goals. And in order to get that done, you need a win on Tuesday. How are you trying to frame that, knowing that at the end of the day, you want to be a team playing for a state title, but how critical is it to focus on what's coming up Tuesday?
Yeah, all we need to do is execute and play exactly like we did tonight. We came out to play, and that's what we did. We just played with joy and togetherness, which is all we need to do on Tuesday in order to beat Waverly.
Yeah, and I was about to say, Waverly Shell Rock is the team. They were able to get a sweep as well, a ranked team, and one that you don't know a whole lot about. Last year was very different, right? Playing Norwalk, a school that you play three, sometimes even four times a year. How do you guys approach that match, knowing that there will be some things that you maybe haven't seen this year?
Yeah, all we'll do is we'll watch some film, look at some images that coach sends out about their team, and we'll just play to our ability with less worrying about what they do, and then whenever we get here on Tuesday, just make some in-game decisions.
And this team is very close, and your senior class obviously has meant a lot to this program. How excited are you to make this run with them?
I'm super excited. All eight of us have put in a lot of work these past 4 years, and just to be able to keep going this far and then end it at home will be amazing.
Abby Brand, the one and only, big night, 18 kills, 5 blocks unofficially tonight. Abby, as always, appreciate your time, and
yes,
we'll get to enjoy Tuesday.
Thank you, Andrew.